啊，我们要承认，我们需要您的帮助和教导，求您今晚教导我。
The specific promise in the Bible is that the Holy Spirit will teach us about Jesus.
主啊，这特别的圣经里的应许是神的圣灵会教导我们。
And we're so thankful that we can learn about Jesus because he's the one who saves us from our sins.
主啊，我们要从谢谢您，我们要从基督那里学习圣经的道理。
And so we give thanks again now and pray that you'll help us tonight.
我们要继续的感谢您，也求您今晚祝福我们。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen, amen, amen. Very, very good. Well, do we have a question tonight that we should address? Or will we go in another way? If you've got a question, we can start with that. If you've got a question later, we can return to that question.
今晚有没有什么特别的问题吗？我们可以先从问题开始。也许如果没有，我们可以去看别的。回头有了问题，我们再看。
All right. So tonight I want us to think again about the subject of why somebody should become a Christian. Why would you want to become a Christian?
今晚呢，我希望大家思想这么一个问题：为什么人要想成为一个基督徒？
And there are two main reasons why someone would want to become a Christian.
有两个主要的原因，人想成为基督徒。
One is all the good things that come in the future.
一呢，就是未来因着这个而来的那许多美善的事情。
And the other is all the problems of the past that becoming a Christian saves us from.
那另外一个呢，是我们成为基督徒之后，我们过去的一切的麻烦啊，就在身后了。我们从那个麻烦里被救出来。
So we usually talk about the former, and we usually say, "Well, you want to become a Christian because you want to go to heaven."
我们经常是比较强调的前面一个，因为说呢，你愿意成为基督徒，是因为这样会让你去天堂。
You would want to become a Christian because you want someone to love you and to help you and to make your life happy.
那你希望成为基督徒是因为你希望有人爱你，帮助你，让你的生命有快乐。
All of those things are true.
这些都是真实的。
But another reason that you would want to become a Christian is because of the problems that you've got.
那另外一个呢，就是我们讲的第二点，是因为我们得到的很多的麻烦啊，会导致我们要想要从麻烦里出来。
And the Bible says that our big problem is that we are sinners.
那圣经说呢，我们最大的麻烦呢，就是我们每个人都是罪人。
Yeah, that's our problem. We've done things we shouldn't do, and we're in trouble because of it.
我们做了很多本不该做的事，那因着这个，我们就会陷入麻烦。
So tonight, I want us to look at the problem of sin and what we do to get rid of our sins. But the first thing is, we've got to learn what our need is because we're sinners.
那今天晚上我们就会来讲这第二点的内容。那我们首先要看见呢，我们的需要是因为，我们是一个罪人。
So I want us to talk then tonight about the subject of sin and why we've got to deal with it. So let's start tonight with Psalm 32.
诗篇的三十二篇，我们来看今晚的主题呢，我们看一下这个罪的主题。
Psalm 32 is a psalm that was written by David.
这是大卫的诗。
And David was a sinner.
909页。
He's like all the rest of us. He did things that he shouldn't do.
那大卫就跟我们一样，他也做了，就像我们一样，他做了一些本不该做的事情，他犯罪了。
And so we're going to read Psalm 32 verses 1 and 2.
我们来读诗篇的32篇的1和2节。
Okay? And so maybe someone can read it in Chinese and then we'll all read it together in English.
谁帮我们用中文读一下，然后我们一起用英文读。
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
All right. In English, then it says, Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. All right. So first of all, we're going to learn a little bit about what sin is.
首先呢，我们要学习一点，什么是罪。
The first line is, Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven.
那得赦免其过的，这人是有福的。
So the question is, what are transgressions?
问题什么是过错？
And in the simplest language, transgressions are acts of rebellion.
那简单的解释呢，就是悖逆的行为就是过犯了。
Okay, rebellion is when God says do this and you or I say no.
那悖逆什么意思呢？就是神说做这个事，你呢和我呢就说不做，这就是悖逆了。
Any sin that says, no, God, I'm going to go my way, that is an act of rebellion.
那任何的事情说，上帝，我不做，我要做我自己的路，这就是悖逆了。
It started way back in the Garden of Eden when God said, don't eat that fruit.
那这是从伊甸园就开始了。神说呢，那棵树上的果子不可以吃。
And Adam and Eve said, but we want to eat that.
但亚当夏娃说呢，我们就想吃啊。
And they went ahead and they ate it, and that was an act of rebellion.
那他们去了，就吃了，那这就是一个悖逆的行为。
God said, don't. They said, I will.
神说不，他们却说我就是要。
Okay, that's not very nice. You're not supposed to do that.
这很不好，你本不该这么做。
Now God said there were a lot of things that we shouldn't do. He says, for example, you're not supposed to tell a lie.
神还说了很多的事我们不该做的，比方说呢，你不能撒谎。
God says you must not steal.
你不能偷盗。
He says you must not kill people.
不能杀人。
He says you're supposed to love not only your neighbor, but you're supposed to love the Lord.
但你不但要爱你的邻舍，你还要爱神。
God says you're not supposed to worship any other god, serve them.
神说你不能敬拜其他的任何的神。
But over time, we all end up doing things we shouldn't do. It's an act of rebellion.And it's wrong.
但很多的时候我们最终做的呢都是本不该做的这些事，这就是悖逆了，这就错了。
So I can remember when I was a little boy,
我记得我小的时候，
My mother said to me, Harold, you must not do that.
我妈妈会跟我说， Harold, 你不许做这个事。
I said, I want to.
我说呢，我就是要。
She said, no.
她说不。
And I went into my room, and as I went into my room, I slammed the door.
然后我就很生气地进房我自己的房间了，然后我用很重的把门关上。
Okay, what do you think my mother thought?
你猜我妈妈会怎么想呢？
And the door hadn't been closed very long before she opened the door.
门还没关上没多久，她就开门了。
And she gave me a spanking.
他就打了我一顿。
Okay, what did I learn?
我学到什么了？
I learned, don't you say no, I won't to your mother.
我学到就是不要跟你妈妈说不。
You can't do that. Okay.
How old are you?
I will not tell you. I don't.
I think we will, to Andrew, this is not good way.
I was a little boy. I don't know how old I was. Mm. All I know is that I didn't do it again. Okay. I learned you don't do that. You don't rebel against your mother. You don't rebel against God. Rebellion is a very bad thing.
对，悖逆是个很糟糕的事，既不要悖逆你的母亲，更不要悖逆神。
All right, the last line of verse 1 says, Blessed is the man whose sins are covered.
那第一节的后半句呢，说遮盖，其罪的这人是有福的。
So what's the difference between transgressions and sins?
那过犯和罪有什么区别？
Transgressions are rebellion.
那过犯呢，是悖逆。
Sins are offenses.
那罪呢，是冒犯。
All right, so, sometimes somebody can do something, and when they do it, you become offended.
那有的人呢，他会做一些事，做完这些事呢，你会被冒犯。
Sometimes we think of offenses in the way in which we were treated.
那我们会有的时候会
I'm not sure how to explain that.
Yeah, maybe you can.
We'll go on to the next sentence. You'll understand it better. The next sentence says that sometimes you're with somebody and instead of being nice to that person, you do something, you maybe ignore them, you may say something bad, and they get offended.
对，就你跟一个人在一起，本来应该是善待他的，但是呢，您可能忽视他了，或者说了一些对他不好的话，然后他很受伤，很受冒犯啊，这就是 sin.
Sometimes if you treat them the wrong way, they may be very upset. They may say, you know, my friend doesn't like me anymore.
有的时候你对待他的方式很不好，然后他很受伤，他说呀，我的朋友本不该这么对我。
Okay, and when I said no to my mother,She was offended.
当我跟我妈妈说不的时候呢，她就被冒犯了。
And deep down in her heart, she said, Harold, you're my son, I love you. And when you say no, you hurt me.
在她心里说呢，Harold, 你是我的儿子哈，我爱你。当你对我说不的时候呢，你就很深的伤害了我。
All right.So sin has at least two parts to it. Sin says sin is bad from the person who commits the sin.
所以罪呢有两个方面，对于那个犯罪的那个人呢，这是非常不好的，非常糟糕的。
But sin is also bad for the one against whom the sin is committed.
那罪呢，对于那个被冒犯的人，对于那个伤害的人呢，也一样的很糟糕。
So if I get angry and punch you in the nose, okay, I'm a sinner and I should not do that.
当我很生气、很暴怒的时候呢，我打了你的鼻子，我是罪人，我本不该这么做。
But if I punch you in the nose, you're going to say it hurts.
但是当我打了你鼻子的时候，你会说：“哎呀，很疼的。”
So sin is bad from the point of view of the one who commits the sin, and it's bad from the point of view of the one against whom the sin is committed.
所以罪呢，对于那个犯罪的人，我们从这个角度来看呢，是非常糟糕的。对于那个罪所实施的对象，那个伤害的人呢，也是非常糟糕。
So the day that Adam and Eve took the fruit.They reached out and they took that fruit and they said, we're going to eat it.
那一天呢，亚当夏娃吃了那个果子，不该吃的，他吃了。
What were the consequences?
那个结果是什么呢？
Well, Adam and Eve felt very, very bad because they had rebelled against God and that was wrong.
那亚当夏娃感觉非常糟糕，的确是因为他们悖逆了神，这个是错的。
But God felt very, very bad because he was offended. His children had said, we don't believe you, God.
那神也感觉非常糟糕，因为他被冒犯了。这他的孩子相当于说呢，我不相信你神。
They said, not only that, God, but we don't care about you. We don't care how you feel.
相当于他 不但说呢 我不相信你，而且我不在乎你，我不在乎你上帝怎么想。
And so sin is wrong from both perspectives, the one who does it and the one against whom the sin is committed. Both are very, very wrong. There's always two parts.
所以罪总是有两个方面，不管是犯罪的还是被伤害的人，两方都是很糟糕，很受伤。
Now some people say sin isn't bad if it doesn't hurt anybody.
有的人说呢，罪不是那么糟糕，因为它没有伤害别人。
But that's very foolish, isn't it?
这是非常愚蠢的。
Because all sin hurts.
因为所有的罪都是伤害人的。
God loves us so much that he won't even let us sin against ourselves.
神如此的爱我们，他甚至不愿意我们对着自己犯罪。
And of course, all sin is going to hurt somebody else.
实际上的所有的罪呢，都会伤害别人。
It will hurt God.
他会伤害神。
But it will end up hurting others too.
他到最终呢，也会彼此伤害。
So, some people say that they have a terrible saying that says that sin is okay if everybody's happy with it.
有的人会说呢，罪是没有问题的，如果大家彼此都很高兴的时候就没问题。
And the answer is sooner or later nobody's going to be happy with it, but especially God is unhappy with every sin.
那实际上的答案就是早早晚晚没有人会因此感到高兴，尤其神会很愤怒。
Now the third thing about sin is in verse 2.
那第三件事关于罪呢，是在第二节里面。
And it says, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him.
他说心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
And the word sin in verse 2 in the original language is different than the word sin in verse 1.
所以在原文里面呢，第二节这里面讲的罪和第一节呢，它是用词是不一样的。
So sin in verse 1 is an offense.
那在第一节里面的是呢，罪呢是一个冒犯。
But sin in verse 2 is harder to define. The word is often translated iniquity. And it means really to miss the mark.
那第二节讲到这个罪呢，经常会讲到是用的词呢是不足啊，或者说不义啊，就是他错过了这个圆心靶心的意思。
Okay, so let's pretend now that we've got a bow and an arrow, and I've got the arrow, I pull it back on the bow, and then I let it go, and I'm shooting towards a bullseye.
那假设呢，我现在有一个弓，有一个箭，我先把它拉开，然后我一松手呢，这个箭呢就往那个靶上去飞过去了。
Alright, now if I were going to do that, what kind of an arrow would I have in order to hit the bullseye? Can you suggest what kind of an arrow I would choose if I wanted to hit the bullseye?
如果要击中靶心，我要选什么样的箭呢？
Okay, so if I had a bunch of arrows here in a quiver, which one would I choose to hit the bullseye?
如果箭袋里有很多的箭，我需要选什么箭？
And the answer is, I would choose a straight arrow.
我会选一个直的箭。
Okay, so if I had an arrow that was shaped like this.
如果有把箭呢，是这样的形状。
All right, and then I pulled it back, and I wanted to hit the bullseye on the far wall, if I wanted to hit that clock, How would I shoot the, what would I do? I had an arrow like this, or do I put it in like this, or do I put it in like this, or put it in, okay, and I pull it back, what are my chances of hitting the clock with a crooked arrow?
如果是个弯的箭、箭头是弯的，你觉得我对着那对面那个钟，我有多大的概率我射得准呢？
Okay, and it's either going to go this way or this way or this way or this way, and it might even go like this. And, okay, now that's what sin is.
这就是罪的意思，就是你是弯的、弯曲悖逆的。它有可能是这么跑这么跑，也许 是打转的跑。
Okay, sin is always a crooked arrow, and it will never hit the intended target.
所以罪呢是一个弯曲的箭，它是永远射不到那靶心的。
Why do people sin?
为什么人们会犯罪呢？
Well, they sin because they think that if they sin, it'll be better.
他犯罪的原因是认为他犯罪呢会更好。
So somebody says, I'm not going to tell the truth because if I tell the truth,people are going to think something's bad, but if I tell a lie, they're not even going to know.
人们会说呢，哎呀，我不想说真话，说真话呢，大家反而觉得不好啊。如果我说个假话呢，大家还不觉得有什么问题，他还不知道。
Okay, and other people say, you know, that's a nice pen, and I'll just put it right in here.
有的人会说呢，哎，这个笔不错，我就拿了放我自己口袋里了。
And nobody's ever going to know.
没有人会知道。
I will get the pen.
然后我就有了这支笔了，虽然不是我的。
The only reason people sin is because they think that if they sin, everything's going to work out better.
很多人犯罪呢，是因为他认为我犯罪呢，事情会变得更好。
Okay.Now, have you ever heard of anybody who sins and it doesn't work out better?
你有没有听过人犯罪了，但是并没有变得更好呢？
Yeah.
有的。
Some people cheat one way or another and they get into real troubles. Come on in, Shoko. We saved the best seat for Shoko. Yes. All right.So people say, I think that I'm just going to cover my sin and nobody will find out. But sooner or later, things are going to go wrong. Adam and Eve didn't know how bad it was going to be when they took the fruit. God had said, excuse me.
所以人会觉得呢，哎呀，我只要犯罪就好，我一定结果是好的，而且没有人知道。但是早早晚晚呢，这个情形会越来越糟。就像亚当夏娃吃那果子的时候，他是一定不会想象今天的世界会变成这样。
God had said, if you do that, you're going to die.
神说呢，你要这么做会死的。
They said, oh, young God, don't worry about that.
他们说呀。
The devil said, you won't die.
魔鬼会说呀，你不会死的。
But they died.
但实际上亚当夏娃真死了。
Okay, so, three kinds of sin.Sin is bad because of the one who does the sin.
三种啊，罪，很糟糕，因为那犯罪的人。
Sin is bad because of the one against whom the sin is done.
罪很糟糕呢，因为犯罪还得罪了别人。
And sin is bad in itself because it always fails to meet its objective.
最第三个 不好的呢，是他永远射不到靶心，他总是达不到你想要达到那个目的。
Why do we know that sin will always fail to meet its objective?
为什么我们知道罪是永远达不到你想要那个目标呢？
Because God says, I'm not going to let it succeed.
因为神说了，他不会让你成功的。
So the Bible talks sometimes about the fact that God periodically blows on things. And he goes,
pfft. 神经常把这个东西吹跑啊，就像这个吹一下。
Okay. So if I had a straight arrow and I was sin, but I was shooting at that clock, and if I got lucky and it was just going to hit the clock, what would God do?
如果我拿的是一根直的箭啊，我很幸运，我往那个钟那个方向射，射了正好射中那个钟，神会怎么样
？He'd go, and he'd blow the arrow off so it wouldn't hit the clock, and he'd say, "Harold, I told you, sin will not work."
就快要到的时候呢，上帝会吹口气，然后就跑偏了。然后上帝会跟 Harold 说 ，Harold， 我告诉你，这不行的，你做不到的。
Now the only reason we know that sin will never work is because God says, "I will make sure that sin will never work."
我们唯一的原因知道啊，罪是永远不可能成功的，就是因为神说他不会让罪成功达到他那个目标的。
It might take a long time.Before we realize it won't work.
在我们意识到它真的不可能成功的之前，可能要经历很长的时间。
Sometimes it only takes a few minutes.
有时候可能几分钟你就知道它做不到。
Sometimes it only takes a few days.
有的时候你需要几天。
Most of the time it takes a lot longer than that.
但很多的时候呢，它会需要很长的时间。
Sometimes we don't even find out that it didn't work until after we're dead.
有的时候我们甚至要需要等到我们死的时候，死了以后我们才知道它是不行的，它是做不到的。
But God says it will never work because.I'm going to make sure that it never works.
神说呢，这是永远不可能成功的，因为神会让这件事不能成功。
All right. So there's many verses in the Bible. I don't know how many to give you on that. Let me just quote one verse, Galatians chapter 6. It says this, whatsoever a man sows,That will he also reap. We should read the verses together.
我们有很多的经文讲到这类似的意思。我们可以讲一节，就是
Galatians
加拉太书六章
chapter six.
种什么收什么嘛？人种的是什么，收的也是什么？七节 ，verse seven.
That's probably right.That's right. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, page 336. Page 336 in the red part of your Bible, the New Testament, page
336.
It says this, Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked.A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
All right, so verse 7 says this. Remember, God cannot be mocked.
所以第七节一开始讲到，不要自欺啊，神是轻慢不得。
Nobody has ever mocked.God, nobody's ever disobeyed God and won. You'll never succeed by disobeying God. God cannot be mocked.
所以神轻慢不得的意思呢，就是没有人能够背逆神还能成功的，这是没有一个人做得到的。
All right, so how can I illustrate God cannot be mocked? Let's pretend that God is a great big rock. Great big boulder as big as this building.
那我们解释一下为什么神是轻慢不得。我们讲举个形象的比方，假设神是一块特别大的石头，像这个房子那么大。
Okay. And let's pretend that I could sin and win...If only I could move the rock.
那假设呢，我又能犯罪呢，我还能赢， 只要我能把这个石头挪开呢，我就赢了。
And so I go up to the rock and I blow and I go, is the rock going to move?
然后呢，我站在石头上，我吹，你觉得石头能动吗？
If I blow twice, is the rock going to move?
我吹两次，石头会动吗？
The rock cannot be moved by my going.
神不会因着我吹，使劲的吹啊，石头不会因为我使劲的吹就动了。
Okay, and this verse is saying you cannot sin and God not punish you any more than you can blow on the rock and move the rock because you blow.
所以这里也是说你不可能自欺哈，因为就像你不能够吹着石头把它吹动一样，神也不可能说你悖逆了而能达到自己的结果，做不到的。
All right.So I want now to go to the book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书的三章。
Romans chapter 3. We're coming back to Psalm 32. At Romans chapter 3.
我们一会儿要回到那个诗篇的三十二，我们先查出去几节。罗马书的三章。
Okay, Romans chapter 3, and we're going to start by reading together verse 10.
我们一起来看一下第十节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 10. This is a section that proves that every one of us are sinners.
这是一段哈，来证明我们每一个人都是罪人的经文。
A lot of people say, well, I'm not so bad.
也很多人说呢，其实我也没有那么坏了。
And I suppose if you compare yourself to somebody else, you might say, I'm not so bad.
我相信如果你把自己和其他的某些人相比呢，你会说，哎，其实我没有那么坏。
But this is what God says about all of us.
这是神说了关于我们每一个人的事。
Okay, verse 10 says, as it is written,There is no one righteous, not even one.
就像经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
So how many of us around this table are sinners?
那我们在这个桌上的人有多少罪人呢？
The answer is we're all sinners.
答案是呢，我们都是罪人。
Some of us may be worse sinners than others, but we're all sinners.There's no one righteous, even one.
所以有的可能是比其他犯的最多，但是我们每一个人都是罪人。
Now the next line says this, there is no one who understands.
那下一行说到呢，没有明白的。
Why do some people sin?
为什么有人会犯罪呢？
Well, they say because I'm pretty smart.I know the best way to do this. Okay?
也许他说的，哎，我是很聪明的，我知道该怎么做。
God says, no, it doesn't matter how smart you are, you're still a sinner and you don't understand.
神说，不管你多聪明，你还是个罪人，你还是不明白。
So how many of us understand as much as God?
我们有谁和神一样聪明明白呢？
No,
but
the Bible says that, this is Isaiah 55, Isaiah 55 says that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, just as the heaven is higher than the earth.
就像以赛亚书55章说的，神的意念高过我们的意念，就像天高过地一样。
We don't understand.
我们完全不明白。
I remember reading...A couple of days ago, I can't remember the details, but I read about Isaac Newton.
几周前呢，我读了关于牛顿的故事。
Isaac Newton was the founder of physics.
他是现代物理学的奠基人。
He discovered and quantified, gravity.
牛顿就定义了重力了。
He discovered and understood geometry.
他也明白了这个几何，应该是几何吧。
Yeah, and he's acknowledged as probably being the greatest physicist that ever lived.
他可能是有史以来活着的最著名的物理学家。
When he was dying, He said he felt like a child playing with a pebble on the beach compared to the mountains that were behind him. All he knew was a little bit about the pebble. He didn't understand.
他说呢，在他快死的时候，他觉得他所知道的就像他在海滩上知道的那个小小石头一样，小鹅卵石。
So,
他背后是一个特别大的山，他跟那个他后面那个山比起来，他知道的就是海滩的一块石头。
So some people say, well, I can sin because I've thought it all through. I understand. No, you don't understand. Nobody understands God.
所以有的人说呢，我都明白了，但是其实我们都不明白，没有人能够像神这样明白。
The next problem is, verse 11 says, no one seeks God.
第二个麻烦呢是11节后半段讲没有寻求神的。
Now that's very interesting. People sometimes think that they're seeking for God, but no one seeks for God the way they should.
有的时候啊，很有意思，人会认为自己是在寻求神，但是呢，却不是神认可的那个方式寻求神。
Even those of us who are Christians don't seek God the way we should.
即使我们这些基督徒啊，也不是完全按照神喜悦的方式寻求他。
When I read the Bible and I read about men like the Apostle Paul, men like Moses who sought after God.I say, Harold, you don't seek after God the way they did.
当我读圣经的时候呢，我看见像保罗、像摩西这样的神的大仆人寻求神的方式啊，我经常跟自己说，说 Harold, 你根本不应该，你根本没有按照他们的方式去寻求。
And even they don't seek God the way they should have.
那即使他们也没有按照本应该有的方式去寻求神。
So the problem is, here's the great and glorious God, and all of us basically ignore him when he's so important. What's the matter with us?
那现在的问题是神如此的大，如此的重要，我们所有的人其实都是忽视他的，我们很糟糕啊。
All right, the next line says, all of us have turned away.
下一节就说呢，我们都偏离了正路。
Okay, and again, when I was a little boy, sometimes my mother would say to me, "Harold, you come here, please."
当还说我是小孩子的时候呢，有时候我妈妈会说呢 ，"Harold, 你到我这里来。
And sometimes I would turn away and go the other way.
有的时候我会转身跑另外一个方向去。
Oh, my mother said, "No, no, 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 you can't do that."
我妈妈会说不不不不行，你不可以这么做。
What happens when God says you come here?
如果神说呢，你到我这里来。
And I say no, God, I'm going there.
我说不，神，我要往那边走。
How's God feel about that?
那神会怎么想呢
？And he says we've all turned away.
所以他说呢，我们都。
These verses are designed to make us feel pretty bad. These verses are designed to tell us we need a savior.We are in deep trouble.
所以这些经文都是告诉我们，其实我们是很糟糕，我们需要一个，我们这个大麻烦，需要一个救主。
The next line is very, very bad. It says they have together become worthless.
下一半说的一同变为无用。
Okay, so what happens to us when we turn away?
如果我们偏离正路，会发生什么呢
？We lose our value.We become worthless.
我们就没有价值。
When we turn away.
我们就价值没有价值没有用的。
Okay. How bad is that?
这有多糟糕呢
？How much value? How much worth do you have?
你有多少价值
？Okay. Some people say, "Well, I've got this and this and this." God says, "No, no, no. You're worthless. Worthless."
有的人会说，我能做这，我能做那个。神说，不不不，你其实是无用的。你会很诧异。
What does your boss say to you when he finds out you're worthless?
如果你老板发现你很无用，他会怎么跟你说
？What's he say?
他会说什么
？He says you're fired.
他说你被解雇了。
Okay, you're worthless. God says because of our sin, we have become worthless.
神说因为我们的罪啊，我们都变成无用了。
The next line says, there is no one who does good, not even one.
下一段说呢，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Why do we have to become a Christian? We have to become a Christian because we're worthless and none of us have done good.
我们要成为基督徒是因为我们真的是无用的，而且一个连做善事的都没有。
Oh, you say, boy, I'm in deep trouble.
你说，哎呀，我真的有大麻烦。
All right, the next line says, their throats are open graves.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓。
That's a strange line. Their throats are open graves. What's that mean?
这什么意思呢?
That means that what comes out of our mouth, what comes from our throat, is the kind of things that are supposed to be in graveyards. What comes out of our throat is the kind of stuff that would kill you.
这其实在讲哈。那从我们心里从我们嘴里出来的那些东西啊，其实是就是像坟墓里的那些脏东西一样。
Okay, what's that next line? Their tongues practice deceit.
它是舌头弄诡诈。
Their tongues practice deceit. What's that mean? That means that we all are telling lies.
我们都是在撒谎。
We keep on saying we're doing the right thing, but in factWe're telling lies.
我们一直在说我们是在做对的事情，但其实我们是在撒谎。
And then we're saying this. The Bible says the poison of vipers or snakes is in their lips.
那嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气。
So the question now is, how bad is it if we don't follow the Lord?
如果我们不跟随神，有多糟糕？
Okay, so if I don't follow the Lord, is that bad?
如果不跟随神，那个糟不糟糕呢？
Why is it bad?
为什么糟糕？
It's bad because if I don't follow the Lord, I will encourage you not to follow the Lord, and that's worse than me giving you poisonous snake bite.
我如果我不跟随神呢，我也会告诉你不要跟随神。这事啊，就比什么呢？比我。给你一条蛇咬你一口啊，更糟糕。
So if I were a rattlesnake,
如果我是一个响尾蛇
，and I were to sit here and go,
然后我
what would you do?
如果我坐在这里，嘟嘟嘟嘟，尾巴上一直响
，what would you do?
你会说，你会
？You'd run away.
你赶紧全跑了。
And say, don't get near Harold. He's if he bites you, you're dead.
你说不要离他那么近，他会咬你啊。
Okay, now, if you don't trust the Lord as your Savior.And if you don't teach what he wants you to teach, you're just like a rattlesnake, and you are going around poisoning everybody else.
如果你呢不听从神的话，你也不去教导神让你去教导，然后呢，你呢就像一个蛇一样，你会对你身边的所有人都是有毒的。
Is that bad?
这是不是很糟糕啊？
That's pretty bad.
非常糟糕。
I sometimes tell the story about, this is, it isn't an actual story, but I think it goes like this. What would happen if I decided I wasn't going to follow Jesus?
那这是一个故事啊，就是假设呢我决定了不跟随神，会发生什么呢？
And then I met you, and you said, you know, Harold, I think I'd like to get saved and follow Jesus.
啊，你说呢 ，Harold， 我决定还是应该要跟随神。
And then I said, no, that would be very foolish. Don't do that.
但我跟你说呢，不，那样很愚蠢，不要那么做。
Okay, and I persuade you not to follow Jesus.
然后我劝你不要跟随耶稣。
Okay, and you and I are good friends in life.
但我们在生命中呢是很好的朋友。
And then I die, and I go to hell.
然后呢我死了，我去地狱了。
And then you die.
然后你也死了。
And you go to hell.
你也去地狱了。
And then I go up to you and I say, oh, it's so nice to have my friend here with me in hell.
然后我就见到你，我说，哎呀，太好了，在地狱还能见到老朋友。
And what are you going to say?
你会说什么？
You're going to say, you're not my friend.
你会说你根本不是我朋友。
I never would have come to this place if you hadn't persuaded me you're not my friend.
要不是你一直这么劝我，我就不会来这个地方，你根本就不是我的朋友。
That's what you'd say, isn't it?
这就是你说的。
Sure you would.
是的。
That means when you get to hell, you won't have any friends.
这就意味着其实你到地狱里就不会再有朋友了。
People who go to hell don't have any friends.
去地狱的人是不会有朋友的。
What a tragedy.
多么糟糕的事。
Okay. So, their throats are open sepulchers, their tongues practice deceit, the poison of vipers is in their lips. Verse 14. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
14节，满口是咒骂苦毒。
And after a while,The mouths of people who don't love Jesus are mouths that are filled with bad things.
所以早早晚晚的那不爱基督的人嘴里啊，充满的就都是咒骂和苦毒。
God says their feet are swift to shed blood.
神说呢，他们杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
God says ruin and misery mark their ways.
所经过的路便行残害暴虐的事。
The people who sin, what's their life like? It's like heartache and sadness and ruin and misery. That's where it all leads.
所以他们的生命就像什么呢？就像残暴暴虐的事，杀人流血的事。
Verse 17 says, "The way of peace they do not know."
平安的路他们未曾知道。
And they could have had peace.They don't know, they don't want it, and they don't get it. They don't understand the way of peace at all.
他们本来应该有平安的，但是他们没有得到，他们也不能明白，他们也不要。
And verse 18 explains why there is no fear of God.
十八节就解释了。
Before their eyes.
因为他们眼中没有神了，不怕神。
Are you afraid of disappointing God?
你们对于使神失望这个会不会、
oh, I hope so.
会不会害怕
The fear of the Lord is a wonderful thing. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We must all be very fearful, afraid that we might disappoint God.
我们总是要敬畏神，敬畏神是特别重要的事，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
All right, I want you to go back now to Psalm 32.
我们回到诗篇的32。
And I probably should ask you at this point if you've got questions.
在这一点呢，我想问大家有没有什么问题。
What are your questions at this point?
你们在这个点上有什么问题吗？908页，诗篇，32。
Okay, I've got a question for you then.
那我对你没有
问题。Are you convinced that sin is bad?
你们是不是承认罪是很糟糕的呢？
Yes.
Okay.That's the most important thing. We've got to realize not only is sin bad, but we've all got to realize, and I'm a sinner. Sin is bad, and I'm a sinner.
罪是非常糟糕的，我是个罪人。
Okay. Question?
没问题。
All right, Psalm 32 then. And verse 1 says, Blessed is he whose transgressions are...Forgiven.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Okay, would that be a good thing?
是不是好事呢？
What is transgression? Transgression is rebellion. I did that. I rebelled against God. What an awful thing. Is it possible that God could forgive me?
那过犯啊，就是我们背逆神了。啊，我不要听神的话。
And the answer is yes. That's so wonderful.
这神怎么可能赦免我们？
Yeah, God can forgive me. God wants to forgive me. That's what the message of the Bible is all about. We are terrible sinners, But Jesus died to forgive us.
但是神愿意啊，他的本意就是愿意赦免我们的，这就是整本圣经的内容。我们是非常糟糕的，耶稣替我们的罪死了。
And the next line said, "Blessed are those whose sins are covered."
这人是遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Okay, so these are the offenses we offended God.
这些是冒犯的事啊，我们冒犯了神。
And God says, "Now don't worry about that because you see, I've covered up all those offenses." And I won't look at them anymore.
你说呀，我做了这个冒犯神的事，真的糟糕。但神说没有关系，我现在都把它遮盖了。
A lady came to me a few years ago. She said, "Harold, I want to apologize for having offended you."
那有些年前呢，有位姊妹过来跟我说 ，Harold， 哎，我要为冒犯你而道歉。
She said, "I said something to you or about you." And I never should have said it. I am sorry that I offended you.
他说：“哎呀，我说了一些对你不公的事情啊，那我本不该说的，所以我很抱歉，我冒犯了。”
I said to her, "Well, you don't need to feel bad, because you see, either I didn't." Realize that you had offended me. I didn't get offended, or I forgot.
然后我就跟他说呢，你其实没必要感觉很不好啊，因为或者呢，你根本就没有冒犯我，因为我没有感觉，我或者呢，我就干脆忘了，我已经不记得了。
Okay, but I said you don't need to worry because I'm not offended now.
然后我说你根本不需要担心，因为我现在没有感觉被冒犯。
And so she said that's very, very good. She never did tell me what it was she did that offended me, because I'd already forgotten.
然后她说：“哎呀，这很好。”她也没有告诉我到底是什么事了，因为我已经忘了，或者我干脆没有被冒犯。
The problem is that God never forgets, does he?
问题是神从来没有忘记，对吧
？So if you offended God.Is he going to forget?
如果你冒犯神，神会忘记吗？
No, God won't forget. So what can you do if God won't forgive? What do you do? And the answer is, God says, "I will forgive and I won't forget, but I will cover those offenses so that I won't see them. I'll just put a covering over them so that they won't bother me anymore and they won't bother you anymore."
所以神说呢，那我还是要赦免你，但是我把它遮盖住，所以我再看不见了。这样的话呢，这个事情就再不搅扰你，也不会搅扰我了。
So my friend who came to me that day and said, "I'm awfully sorry for offending you." When I told her that I couldn't remember and that I hadn't been offended, what do you think she did?
如果那天那个来跟我道歉的人说他冒犯了我，我跟他说，哎呀，我要么忘了，要么就是没被冒犯。你觉得他的感受是什么？
She said, "Oh, that's wonderful. I won't worry about that anymore." La di da.
然后他说：“哎呀，真的太好了，我不用再为这件事情操心了，他会很高兴。”
Do you think she was happy to know that I hadn't been offended?
你觉得她会不会非常很高兴的知道，其实我没有被冒犯
？Sure, she was happy.
她非常高兴，对。
Wonderful when you realize that you thought you'd given offense and it wasn't true. God knows the offense.But he says, "I'm willing to cover all those offenses."
所以这非常好。神虽然知道你的冒犯，但是他说我要把它盖起来。
他这个我有个问题啊，他这个盖 cover 跟那个涂抹什么区别？
The how's the difference between cover and wipe off?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. That's a very important theological question.
这是个非常重要的神学问题。
And I'm not really sure that I can answer it fully. The word here literally means to cover. But there are other verses that say that it isn't just covered, it's removed, it's set aside.
那在其他的地方的确提到，它不但遮盖呢，它也抹掉啊，它放到一边去了。
So, there's the verse that says, "Their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more."
也的确有经文提到呢，有这样的罪和不义呢，我不再纪念，我就不记得了。
So they are covered in the sense that he will not choose to go back to remember them.
所以他遮盖到一个程度，就他不再选择再去看他，再去想起他了。
Okay, he's got an infinite mind, but he says, I will not return to those sins. I will not bring them back to my memory. I could, but I will not because I've forgiven them.
所以神是有无限的这个思维的，所以他说呢，我不把这一块的东西呢放回到这个记忆中了，他可以，但他不愿意，他就放在一边了。
There's another verse that says that he puts our sins at the bottom of the ocean.
还有一个经文，
way down there out of the way.
他说呢，他把我们的罪呢放在那深海的底下，就是远远的在那里面。
There's another verse that says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed their transgressions from them. All the way from the east to the west.
还有一处经文呢，应该是诗篇103，他说他使我的罪呢，就是如东到西那么远啊。
Okay. So that's not a really full answer for you. How the Lord separates our sin from us, we don't know. He just says, I won't go back to it again.
就他怎么样做到呢？他我们不知道，但是他只是不要我们再回到这个罪里面去。
All right, and the last one is verse 2. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Okay, so this is the illustration of the arrow that doesn't hit the mark.
这里我们刚才讲的是那个射箭的问题。
And God says, all right, when I forgive your sins, I am going to enable you in the future to start to hit the mark that you're going to.
所以神说呢，现在呢，我赦免你的罪了以后呢，让你在未来有这个能力射这个箭，射到正中的靶心。
In the past, God was fighting against us.
在过去呢，神跟我们总是在
争战。After you trust the Lord as your Savior, the Lord starts fighting for you.
那当你信靠耶稣基督以后呢，神却为你而征战。
Okay, so when you're sinning, doesn't matter how you shoot for the mark, you miss because the Lord blows on it.
当你在犯罪的时候呢，其实不管你是怎么样射的，因为你总是射不中的，因为神在边上吹。
After you trust the Lord as your Savior, you shoot for the mark, and the Lord blows the arrow to the target.
在这之后呢，你还是一样去射箭，但是你射的过程呢。神也吹，但是这个吹呢，是把你吹到靶心去。
It's good to have the Lord working for you rather than against you.
所以呢，使神帮助你呢，肯定好过神来与你为敌。
When I was a boy, we had to go to school. We had to learn mathematics.
我们在孩子的时候呢，我们要学数学。
And for some reason, the math teacher was my friend.
那我小时候的那个数学老师呢，是我的朋友。
I don't know why he was my friend.
我都不记得他怎么跟我成为朋友。
But he did two things that impressed me very much.
但他做了两件事情使我印象深刻。
One day, when we were all supposed to be working at our course, he came to me and he said, Harold, we're going to have a soccer game this afternoon, but the white lines on the field are not where they should, they're not as bold as they should be. I want you to go out and I want you to put the white lines on the soccer field so that we can play soccer later.
那有一天呢，我们正在上数学课啊，那这个老师来跟我说呢，他说呢，我们下午要踢那个足球比赛，但是呢，那个操场上那个线呢划的不对，他说 Harold， 你能不能去把那个白线哈、啊、划正确了，让我们下午能进行比赛
？I thought that's a very good idea. This class is boring, and I get to go out and work on the field. It was a nice day, and I thought that. Thank you very much. I said, and I went and did the job. I thought.That he's a nice teacher.
我说哎呀太好了，这课本来就很对我来说太闷了，这个天气又好，让我出去操场上就是去划那个线，不用听课，我很高兴，真是个好老师。他说我就去了。
A while later, we were writing a mathematics exam.
那过了一阵呢，我们要考试了。
And there were all kinds of questions on the board, and we had to write down the answer.So I was working at my paper, writing down things. And he came along, and he stood right over top of me.
然后呢，过一阵我们考试的时候呢，黑板上写了很多题，我要赶紧在那个我的纸上呢，把这些题的答案都写下来。我正在做的时候呢，这数学老师来了。
And I thought to myself, he's reading my paper.
然后我就跟我说
And he's looking at what I've done on my paper. He's looking at the work.
他正在看着我的这个做的这个题哈，我就说呢，他是不是在看我到底做的对不对
？And then he walked away, went up to the front of the class.
然后他就离开了，然后就走到讲台去了。
And he said, "Now just remember, when you're doing this kind of work, you've got to remember."To do this and this, but don't forget to do this as well.
然后他说呢，你们要做这些题的时候呢，要记得做这个那个，也不要忘了做这个。
And I looked down at my paper, and I'd done this and this, but I'd forgot to do the third thing.
然后我就发现，我看了我的题呢，我的确记住了前面两个，就忘了后面一个。
And I thought, isn't that nice? He's just given me all those extra marks. I'm going to do this part perfectly now. Because he told me, he didn't tell me, he told everybody in the class, but he was correcting my paper in the middle of, I thought, this is really good. It's almost like cheating. Only it isn't cheating.
然后他是对着全班同学讲的啊。但是呢，他讲的过程呢，他其实就是在告诉我这个我这个题到底做的对或不对啊？我觉得他真是太好了，他对我太好了。
Now that's what God wants to do for you and me. He doesn't want to blow everything up. He wants to help us and make sure that everything works right.
这就是神愿意带领我们的方式。他不愿意让你生活在一片混乱中，他愿意让你。一切都变得非常的有序，而且有效啊。
Why do we want to become a Christian? Why do we want to live for Jesus? Because we need help. We're in trouble.
我们为什么要相信耶稣呢？因为我们在麻烦里啊，我们需要帮助啊。
All right, so the next question then is, how do we get our sins forgiven? How do we get our transgressions forgiven, our sins covered. How do we make sure that the Lord won't count our sin against us? What do we have to do?
那第三个问题是呢，那我们怎么办呢？怎么能得着这个赦免其过、遮盖其罪，不算为有罪呢？我们就应该做什么呢
？All right. So, the book of Romans.
罗马书。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的六章。
And verse 23.
23节。
And someone read that please in Chinese and then we'll get it in English.
谁用中文帮我们读一下？我们一起用英文读。
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
All right, in English it says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, we get the forgiveness of sins because of the gift that Jesus Christ is giving to us. That's wonderful news.
我们得着这永恒的生命是因为耶稣基督在我们里面，这是非常好的消息。
All right. And chapter 10 then.
然后十章。
And verse 9 says,
九节说
that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Okay, and we are saved.
你若口里认耶稣基督为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
We are saved from sin and the consequences of sin when we believeIn the Lord Jesus Christ. You've already said that.
No, yes.
Okay.
The consequence.
The consequences of sin. I'm not sure what I said. I thought you were listening.
We're waiting for the sentence. Yeah.
This is very complex. Yeah. It's easier to communicate with just one language than with two at the same time. So, all right, let's go back again. Verse number 9. It says that we're to confess with our mouth Jesus, believe in our heart, and we will be saved.
第九节哈，你若口里认耶稣为主。心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救。
So our salvation comes not by what we do.
所以救恩不是因着我们做了什么来的。
Our salvation comes because Jesus Christ died on a cross in order to forgive our sins and in order to make us new people.
所以救恩是因为耶稣为我们死了，为要赦免我们的罪，让我们成为一个新造的人。
Okay, so...Somehow our sins were bad. Somehow we had to be forgiven. Jesus died in order to pay the price of our sin so that in fact we could be forgiven.
所以我们某种程度呢，我们是罪人哈，因为我们罪人呢，我们是没有盼望的，我们也特别希望得着救赎和赦免。所以耶稣替我们死在十字架上，让我们能够得着这样的赦免。
All right, so I'm going to see if there's any more questions at this point.
看看在这个点上还有什么问题吗
？Sin is very bad. Jesus died to forgive our sins. We get new life.
罪非常糟糕，耶稣替我们死了，我们得着了新生。Amen.
Okay. So, what's our next question? What's our next comment?Okay, so we started out this evening by talking about the two reasons why one would become a Christian.
那今天一开始我们讲到了两个原因啊，为什么我们成为一个基督徒。
One is because of all the good things Jesus will do for us.
一个呢是耶稣要给我们做的一切美善的事。
And the other is because of all the problems that we've got in the past.
那另外一个呢是我们在过去因着罪而来的一切的麻烦。
So when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He gives you a new future.
那你信靠耶稣基督呢？他给了你一个新的未来。
But thrillingly, He also gives you a new past.
更令人兴奋的是，他也给了你一个新的过去。
And if you got a new future and a new past, then you got a new present.
你如果有了新的未来和新的过去呢，你就有个新的现在了。
And you say, "This is pretty nice." That's what I want.
真的是很好，这就是我想要的。
Amen. I want my sins forgiven. So I'll tell you again what I did when I was a boy. I was younger than Will, and I had heard all about the Lord Jesus. And I said, you know, I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior. I've heard about it, other people, but I needed a Savior. I said, I want Jesus to be my Savior. I want Him to be my Savior now. And
我小的时候呢，比 Will 这个年纪还要小一些的时候，我听了所有的福音的内容啊，我就跟自己说，我要耶稣成为，我要一个救主啊，我要现在就要一个救主，成为我基督成为我的救主。
So I said I'm going to ask Him to be my Savior now.
我说我现在要做个祷告，要邀请他成为我的救主。
It's awfully hard to know what's going on in your heart or even in your head.
So, 有的时候会很难啊，难什么难呢？很难知道。在你的心里，甚至在你脑子里，在发生什么事情
？But it's easier to know what going on with your mouth.
但是呢，很容易知道啊，在你的嘴里在说什么话。
So if you say it, it often clarifies it in your mind and in your heart. If you speak it, then you clarify what you're saying.
所以，当你头脑和心还在很纠结的时候。你大声地把它讲出来啊，会让你非常的清楚地知道你对这件事情的态度是什么。
And that's why Romans chapter 10 verse 9 that we just read says that we are to confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. So I got out of my bed and I got down beside my bed and I prayed and I said, Lord, I am telling you now, I choose to believe you.
Amen. 所以这就是为什么罗马书的十章十节说，人心里相信可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。啊，你要讲出来。所以他说呢，他那个时候他就自己从床上爬起来，他跟主说呢，我相信你是真的，你是我的救主，我要相信你啊，求你成为我的救主。他把它讲出来。
I said, I'm going to tell you what I believe in my heart. I believe in my heart that I'm a sinner and I need my sins forgiven.
所以他说我主啊，我要告诉你我在我心里相信什么。首先我相信我是个罪人，我需要救主。
I said, I'm going to tell you that I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty of my sin so that my sins could be forgiven and could be covered.
我也相信呢，耶稣替我死在十字架上，以至于我的罪能够得着赦免和遮盖。
I said, I want to thank you.
excuse me. 我还要谢谢你。
I want to thank you for the fact that you died for me.
谢谢你为什么呢？为你替我死了这样的一个事实。
And then I said, but Lord, I'm just a little boy and I need help. I need you to help me and lead me and guide me in all my life.
然后接着我说呢，我只是一个孩子，主啊，我需要你的帮助，你就要教导我，带领我，帮助我在我的一生中。
And so I said, I'm accepting you as my Savior, but I'm also accepting you as my Lord, the boss, the sovereign of my life.
所以我说呢，我不但接受你成为我的救主，我更接受你成为我的主，是我的主人了。
And
the 主权交给你。
And the result was, I got saved.
啊，这样的结果是什么呢？我就得救了。
My transgressions were forgiven.
我的过犯得赦免了。
My sins were covered.
我的罪得遮盖了。
The iniquity of my sin was no longer imputed to me.
我的罪的后果呢，也再没有在我里面了。
I got forgiven. I got new life.
我得着赦免，我得着新生了。
And instead of my life being under control of the devil, the Lord Jesus came into my life and he gave me new life.
我的身体不但没有受到这个罪的辖制和这肉体和情欲的辖制啊，耶稣基督来了，他成为我的主。
Now I tell you that story for several reasons, not the least of which is that if it's good for a little boy, it's good for everybody. Don't make becoming a Christian a big deal. Just say, I am going to believe Jesus just like they did in the Bible.
所以我讲这个故事呢，有很多的原因当中之一呢，就是我想告诉你，如果孩子是这样，大人也是一样，我们要信靠耶稣基督，接受他的救恩呢，就是相信圣经里所说的一切话。
All right. Questions, comments, we're just about out of time.
有没有什么问题？
So I'll tell you one more story then. Many of you know that Alan Ray, who used to be in fellowship in our assembly here, died on Tuesday.
对，我们都知道我们一个老弟兄啊，跟我们在一起聚会的一个老弟兄，他周二刚刚过世啊，就是昨天。
His story is a very interesting story. When he was maybe 30 years old, something like that, he heard the story of the Bible.
他是一个非常有意思的故事啊。那他差不多30岁的时候呢，他听到了关于圣经的故事。
He didn't really know what he should do, whether he should believe the Bible or not.
他也不知道他该怎么办，他是不是该相信圣经。
He had a father, and his father grew up in a home where they taught the Bible. His father knew all about the Bible. He just never believed the Bible.
然后呢，他的父亲呢，确实成长在一个，一直教导圣经的家庭，所以他的父亲都知道圣经的内容，他父亲就是自己不信。
So when Alan was a boy, he grew up in his father's family, but his father never taught him the Bible.
所以当这个弟兄亚伦弟兄还小的时候呢，他成长在一个家庭，就是他父亲虽然听过福音，自己不信，所以他在家里也不讲。
He didn't learn about the Lord Jesus Christ until he was just about 30 years old.
所以这个亚伦弟兄直到30岁左右才听到关于福音和耶稣基督的事。
But he thought, I better check before I become a Christian. I just better check with my father.
所以他说我最好在信主之前呢，我要跟我爸要确认一下，要聊一聊。
So he brought his father over to his house for breakfast.
所以他就邀请他父亲呢到他家吃早餐。
And his father was sitting there. Alan and his wife Barbara were there. And Alan told him this story. And then said to his father, Now, you know about the Bible, you know about Jesus, but you chose not to live it. You wouldn't believe. So he said, I want you to tell me what I should do.
然后他就跟他太太在一起啊，就问他父亲说，你也呢也都知道福音，你也听过，但是你就不信，你也不愿意按这个生活，那我想问你呢，我该怎么做？
He said, you've seen the story, you know the story. What should I do?
说你也知道这个故事，那我该怎么做呢？
And he said his father took another bite of breakfast. Some eggs and some sausage, I don't know what it was, put it in his mouth, and for the longest time, he just chewed and chewed and chewed and chewed his breakfast.
然后他就说呢，他父亲就吃了，拿起了一大块的这个早餐啊，不，也许是这个什么肠啊或者面包啊什么，塞到嘴里啊，就嚼了最长的一段时间啊，一直嚼啊嚼啊嚼。
And then he said, I believe that if you and Barbara became Christians, it would be the wisest thing you've ever done in your life.
他说呢，我相信啊，如果你呢和你的妻子 Barbara 呢，你们要相信耶稣，信主，这应该是你们一生中做的最智慧、最聪明的决定。
And so Alan and Barbara both became Christians.
然后他们夫妻俩就都信主。
And what's the end of the story?
那这个故事的结尾是什么呢？
5 years later, his father became a Christian too. Yes.
那就是五年之后呢，他父亲自己也信主。
It's the wisest thing. Yes.
这是最明智、最聪明的决定。
And then his father lived for another 30 years, and everywhere he went, he told people about Jesus.
Yes. 在这之后呢，他父亲又活了30年啊。在这30年里啊，他不管去哪都告诉人耶稣基督的事。
All right, that's our Bible story for tonight. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all need God's forgiveness and salvation. But Jesus died to forgive sinners like me. Hallelujah.
我们都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都需要神的救恩。感谢主，他赐给我们这救恩，他为我们死在十字架上。Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful message of the gospel.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了这美好奇妙的信息，关于这福音。
We're thankful that Jesus is the friend of sinners.
我们谢谢您，耶稣是罪人的朋友。
We're thankful that Paul could say Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
就像保罗说，耶稣基督来到这世上，为的是要救罪人。
And we just pray, Lord, that each one of us will say, Lord Jesus, would you save me too, please?
我们也盼望每一个人都说，主啊，你能拯救我吗？
We're thankful that all we have to do is believe and receive, and the Lord Jesus will take away our sins.
我们要谢谢您，我们想要需要做的就是我们相信接受基督的救恩，我们的罪就得赦免。
So we pray that you'll just bless us tonight. We thank you for the message. We pray that each one of us will receive it.
我们要谢谢您赐给我们这样的信息，也盼望我们每一个人都能接受。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 Amen.